Now you have now, something to read. Let me
take that away. Patty and I belong to a group called the Crabgrass Cowboys. We have found that, thank you very much. We have found that that is a hard thing to say when it comes to DJs announcing it on the radio or anybody else. They always get tongue-tied. Well, this band here, I think, has us beat. It's the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band. Now, there's a mouthful. Easy for me to say, right?
They're from southwestern Broward County, and they compose and perform southern Florida county music, swamp music about the six great counties of South Florida.
Is Hillsborough County one of them?
too far north.
Yeah. Not so great.
We got Armadillo Jake on mandolin and keyboard. That must be Armadillo Jake. All right. Hey, are these actually in order of how you appear?
Cool. Boomslang.
Boomslang Swamp Singer on the antique plectrum banjo. Now, hey, that's
antique. Want to do the next one?
Crocodile Harris on bass and flute. Is he going to play both of those together? What do you think, Crocodile?
Play those at the same time? War Dog Vanderplate on acoustic guitar as music director. All right. A music director means he gets to hit you if you don't do it right, right?
You can tell Patty's had a lot of training.
You must be the German in the group. And not last but least. you got me tongue-tied.
You got Rayford Stark on the lead.
The notorious Rayford Stark on lead guitar. The band started out as a bar band in Fort Lauderdale in the late 1980s, but Check. Soon became too rowdy for many of the bars on society circuit of East Central Broward County and transformed itself into a concert band so they could drink outdoors.
Good thinking.
I have a feeling things are about to get rowdy here.
That's right.
They have been performing at Florida Folk Festival since 1991 when they were known as the Peter Rhodes Seven. And now, I'm not sure if they're ready for this last sentence or not. Drum roll, please. Shall I say it, folks? The Peter Rhodes Swamp Blues Band!
Wait a minute, we're not ready to start yet. All right. So forget what she just said.
Now that you have that down, when we do that again, you'll be able to give it a big roar for the CD they're recording. By the way, thanks to all those people back there who are recording everybody all day long, making CDs for them if they so choose.
Microphone.
And another thing, while they're setting
microphone.
Up, we can't say enough about the volunteers who put in many hours of
You're
long, hard
one?
Work here at the festival all weekend long. Volunteers who bring the ice water, dump the trash, all that good stuff.
Armadillo Jake.
Vocal, come in, Mr. Microphone. Vocal. Come in, Mr. Microphone.
I'd like to say those are beautiful shirts you're wearing, too. The Peters Road Swamp Blues Band green swamp shirts.
That they're really popular around
St.
Patrick's Day.
A little more bass in the monitor, please.
All right. Now you get another chance to give a big hand to the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band.
But easy for you to say.
Deep in the swamp, in Martha Hoople's boarding house, Mrs. Hoople still takes in musicians as boarders, but due to their rather frisky nature, she sees to it that there are almost half a dozen rules posted on the walls of common areas. Deep in the swamp at Martha Hoople's boarding house, there are 5 rules posted on the walls. Cause she takes in musicians, you know how to get gathered round and soap. No.
Visitors upstairs, no smoking in bed. You'd be asked to leave if dirty books are being read. And no booze in the room, y'all. No, it isn't right. And no guitars after midnight.
Though we all quit our day job, we don't get many gigs, 'cause our music's much too intellectual. But if we hit wrong notes, since we don't take requests, the audience can never, never tell. And so, no
visitors upstairs, no smoking in bed. You'd be asked to leave if dirty books are being read. And no booze in the room, y'all. No, it isn't right. And no guitars after midnight.
Rayford Starr. Individual members of the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band go on holiday to the beautiful beaches of East Central Broward County. We always go down to Honky Tonk Beach, 3 miles south of Fort Lauderdale, because there the cost of beer is not quite so dear as at Fort Lauderdale Beach itself.
Fort Lauderdale Beach is too expensive.
Frog beer, Billy T's.
So we found our bathing suits, packed Piggy Dolan's car in haste. Try not to get in trouble
is our family's favorite speech.
It's good advice.
We tried it at least twice.
Way down at Honky Tonk Beach, we've got Joe Quigley, Piggy Dolan, and Mean Old Jimmy Smolens. We're hard on our kidneys,
but we're murder on our wallets.
We know every bartender by his first name,
and almost half the waitresses say they're glad we came
on a cheap holiday,
and it's all within your reach.
Way down at Honky Tonk Beach, you know my swimming trunk shrunk since just last year.
We find ourselves in a land where the currency is beer.
Keep on feeding the jukebox.
We can use our gas money.
And we're such smooth talkers.
Everything we say is funny.
And we're very loud in public.
It's a form of free speech.
Way down at Honky Tonk Beach. Every hotel threw us out.
Well, it isn't any loss.
And we brush our teeth with booze.
Don't don't forget to floss.
Send dirty postcards
unsigned
to our boss.
And our foursome is banned from the mini golf course.
Just keep our tab running till they shut us off.
You know, my beer burp cured my cigarette cough.
They'd appreciate us more at Fort Lauderdale Beach, where the girls are pretty and they sing doo-wah-diddy. Doo-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. But we won't clean up our act
no matter how they preach.
Way, 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 way,
way, way, way, way,
way, way, way, way down,
way down at Honky Tonk Beach.
Down at Honky Tonk,
Honk, Honk, Honky Tonk.
Down at Honky Tonk Beach.
You know, when Ponce de Leon, Ponce de Leon, visited Southwest Florida in 1516 in order to map what is now called Whitewater Bay and the 10,000 Islands, he found it difficult to differentiate between the wetlands versus the grassy waters.
River of grass, flow to the sea, this too shall.
Each blade and tree. You know, I got a big brown pal who lives in the C-35 canal west of Fort Lauderdale. He's just as good-natured as he can be. He's a West Indian dugong or Florida manatee.
Oh, I got a big brown pal
dugong
in the sea. 35 canal,
dugong,
good natured as he can be,
dugong,
he's a Florida manatee,
ba 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 ba,
oh man, oh manatee. Swim with me,
dugong.
We'll hold our breath till 10,
dugong.
Come up for air again. We'll drink,
dugong,
a couple,
dugong,
of cream demence with an otter,
dugong,
of water hyacinths. Oh manatee,
dugong,
come and play with me,
dugong,
hide and go seek cow with me,
dugong,
oh man, oh man.
A couple of speed boat fellas, and then we'll gouge you with their old propellers.
Oh, I've got a big brown pal
dugong
in the C-35 canal
dugong.
Good natured as he can be, he's a Florida manatee. Oh man, oh manatee, swim at the bottom of the sea. We'll keep you safe and free.
Dugong.
Oh man, oh manatee.
Ba, 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 ba.
Oh man, oh manatee.
Ba, 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 ba,
ba. Oh man, oh manatee.
Okay, we're going to do last train out of Key West.
Okay.
Introduce the CD.
No, just hit that. Oh, this song, our final song, Last Train Out of Key West, this is the title song, the title album of the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band, The Last Train Out of Key West. Great hurricane of 35 in the Florida Keys rolled across Alamorada, destroyed Henry Flagler's railroad for eternity. The last train ever out of the old Key West station on Duval Street left at exactly 5:45 p.m. September 2nd, 1935. On board was notorious smuggler Jack Diamond, eloping with the incredibly innocent and excruciatingly lovely Shay Fleming, the 20-year-old daughter of the Monroe County Sheriff. On the last train out of Key West, Jack Diamond was a bold one step ahead of the rest. No, he shouldn't have brought her. Shay, the sheriff's daughter, sat smiling right beside him. The Florida Straits rum runner, but two rival gang machine gunners ambushed Deputy Doug Dare at the Monroe County Fair, and they dropped Jack's calling card behind him.
A Joe Kiba hit a Honda Marathon on La Mirada, speeding train with secret cargo. Mysterious Lake Nevada, Key near Upper Matacombe, finally on to Key Largo.
In just an hour and a quarter, a dark blue wall of salt water broke upon the Middle Keys, uprooting railroad ties and trees, destroying Henry Flagler's rear frail.
Joe Kiba hit a Honda Marathon, I love Marada, speeding train with secret cargo, past mysterious Lincoln fighting near Upper Matacombe, finally on to Key Largo.
Well, they never rebuilt the track. Ghostly trestles that witnessed Shay escape with Jack, safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff's daughter on the last train out on Key West. Rayford! Trestles that witnessed Shay escape with Jack, safe from that wall of water, with the sheriff's daughter on the last train out of Key West. On the last train out of Key West.
On the last train out of Key West.
You'll never forget the Peters Road Swamp Blues Band.
Thank you.